We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. Questions mount over asbestos-filled containers dumped on a green space. Thousands of dead fish are removed from the River Wensum, and people are questioned why a run-down area of Norwich is on the tourist trail.
Shipping containers filled with asbestos on a green space opposite homes have finally been moved after a year of neighbours complaining. But Anthony Little, Conservative County Councillor for Old Catton, wants to know why they were allowed to be dumped on the patch of land in Sprowston in the first place. The two crates, which neighbours in Tills Road say appeared on the plot of land without warning a year ago, are understood to have been moved by the owner of the site, Clarion Housing. Six containers remain on the green, which are storing parts and fittings for planned improvement works in a nearby estate. A spokesman from the firm, which is one of the UK's largest housing associations and developers, revealed the containers were filled with asbestos 2 weeks ago. The company eased fears over the waste, stating it poses no harm and had been professionally removed, double bagged, and secured in line with current asbestos regulations. Mr. Little is fighting for answers for neighbours who were left not knowing what was inside them for a year. He said, "I have contacted the Environment Agency, raising my concerns. It's important we clear up the green space and ensure it isn't going to happen again. It is, however, a really big win for neighbours who have had them on their doorstep for many months."
Thousands of dead fish have been removed from the River Wensum. Authorities have been clearing the stretch of river after huge numbers of roach, perch, pike, chub and eels perished. Anglian Water, Norwich City Council and the Broads Authority have been working to clear the river. The council said it collected 1,200 fish over the 2 days, focusing on larger species, while Anglian Water has removed 2,126. The water company has also confirmed its drains have operated as expected, and all water samples which have been tested have come back with satisfactory results. The deaths come as the country faced its fourth heat wave of the summer so far, which saw parts of Norfolk reach 34 degrees centigrade. During the drought, the lack of rain has meant waste like oils and rubbish, which is rinsed down drains, starts to build up. During heavy rainfall, which happened in the city last week, the surge of water then washes these contaminants into the river, known as the first flush, and sucks out the oxygen in the water. This, combined with already low levels and soaring summer temperatures, has created difficult conditions for the fish to survive. Dead fish have also reportedly been found elsewhere in Norfolk on the River Yare in Trouss.
Disposable barbecues have been removed from shop shelves after recent wildfires, including a blaze in Dunwich, fuelled safety concerns. Asda is the latest major retailer to pull the products, following similar moves by Co-op and Tesco last month. The decision comes after wildfires broke out in Dunwich and the Rhondda Valley amid unusually hot and dry weather across the UK. Fire chiefs warned that wildfires are becoming an increasingly significant and sustained pressure on emergency services, with more than 700 incidents recorded in England and Wales so far this year. A spokesperson for Tesco said, As a responsible retailer, Tesco follows the voluntary code on the sale of disposable barbecues created by the British Retail Consortium and the NFCC. In line with the code, we have temporarily removed disposable barbecues from sale across our stores and online. Aldi, Lidl, Waitrose and M&S have not sold disposable barbecues since 2022.
People have slammed an open-top bus tour, claiming it drops tourists off in one of the worst parts of Norwich. Residents living in Fishergate, just off Magdalen Street, have hit out at Norwich's Sightseer Circular route for stopping outside Bridge Court, a derelict block of flats damaged in a huge fire 6 years ago. The tour, run by First Bus from May to September, promises a scenic route of the historic city centre and has 11 hop-on, hop-off stops, including at Norwich Cathedral and Quayside. Tickets cost £10 for adults and £8 for concessions and 5 to 19-year-olds. But neighbours living in Fishergate say that it is ridiculous that First Bus installed a stop opposite Bridge Court in 2024, as it is nothing but a disgrace to look at. A spokesman for the bus company said the route ensures that the tour bus goes over Fye Bridge, which is the site of the old docks of the city. Fishergate is the closest stop to access the historic Norwich lanes, both enjoyed by visitors. The sightseeing service is now in its third year and has proved particularly popular this summer.
Norfolk's trains are set to benefit from a fresh £4.9 million investment. Greater Anglia has installed a sanding system at its Crown Point depot in Norwich to improve performance and reliability for passengers. The equipment stores and dispenses dry sand, which is used to improve wheel grip and braking on the rails. Andrew Goodrum, Infrastructure and Major Projects Director for Greater Anglia, said, "Our staff at Crown Point Depot in Norwich work incredibly hard to ensure our trains are cleaned, serviced and ready to take passengers safely and punctually from A to B. In peak seasons, such as autumn and winter, the depot can use up to 3 tonnes of sand daily across 27 trains. The new equipment is expected to improve train performance, reliability and service for passengers. The system delivers sand to trains in the fuelling area and on 3 additional servicing lines at the depot and includes 108 task-like light bollards to improve safety and visibility for staff." It's time for James and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.